Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. Listen, I'm going to change my last name to Bank. What do you think? Since Joey B is bailing out all these banks, can't afford to have banks, you know, go bankrupt. Really, seriously, $54 million for This is just nuts. Now they're saying to throw them a lifeline because can't afford to have them die. You know what I say? Let them die. Really that simple. Again, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. That's really what we want, right? We want part of the solution. And the only way you do that is you truly get informed. You truly get engaged. You truly find out what's happening around you. How about that? That's always a good one, too. Seriously. All right, well, I don't know what you guys know about this. You know, and again, we constantly talk about racism, you know, black on white, black on brown, brown on white. It comes in so many forms, so many different ways. The principal of Bloomfield High School, it's home to one of the largest Jewish populations in Michigan. She said to apologize in a letter to the community after a student-led diversity assembly became a platform for anti-Israel, anti-Jewish rant by failed political candidate Huwaida Araf. Huwaida? Okay. Now, Araf lost to Republican Representative John James in Michigan's 10th District. According to Fox News, Araf is co-founder of the International Solidarity Movement, an anti-Israel group. It's been investigated by the FBI for possible ties to terrorism. She was involved with Radical Gaza Flotilla. Now, Aaron spoke to the students in 9th to 12th grade, giving 4 presentations over the course of a day. Araf refused to stick to the agreed talking points, instead delving into anti-Semitic rantings, including denying Israel's existence by only referring to the land as Palestine. Now, school staff did not intervene. Wow. Principal sent out a letter. She actually, in the letter, she didn't even mention the reference to Israel, the Jewish people. It's just amazing. According to the local radio station, Jewish students objected to Araf, uncomfortable, fearful, and were attacked. We know everyone has different political views, but to bring those views into the public, or to a public school for that matter, I mean, where they're stuck, they have to sit, they have to listen, they have to stay or get marked down. It's not acceptable. There's a parent of a 10th grader who really went off on a rant. Now, she says that she learned about the speaker Tuesday morning when she got a text from her son who was upset about what the speaker was saying. during a diverse... So here we have a diversity, their diversity event, the way they see diversity, by talking down about a certain group of people. Isn't that cool? Just amazing. Him and his friends were not sure what to do, Stern said. They didn't stand and applaud for... But they were really upset. They were really concerned. And look, this is what I'm talking about with these young kids. They look around, they see what's going on. All their buddies, friends, or whoever are standing up and applauding because I guess that's what we're supposed to do. Where are the teachers? Where are those people that are supposed to be protecting them? Where are they? A 20-second Google search would have shown a result that this woman should have been disqualified from beginning. Right, the director of the Jewish Community Relations Council. She's very, very vehemently anti-Israel, so there's really no counter. There's really no other side to the story. She didn't even think to bring in somebody to help with the other side of the story. Outraged by students, staff, and parents at Bloomfield High School in Michigan as a Palestine activist, Whitey Arif was brought in to speak at the 10th grade diversity event. Now, Arif refused to stick to the agreed-upon speaking points and decided to start spreading lies about Israel. I mean, what do you do to the principal now? What do you say? What happens? Now, Bloomfield Hills High School principal Lawrence Stouter sent the following correspondence to families. He went out and said, outraged by students, staff, and parents at Bloomfield High School in Michigan as a Palestinian activist. Was brought in to speak in the 10th grade. Arif refused to stick to the speaking points, and staff did nothing to stop him. Jeez, you know, this is constant, though. This is nothing new. Nobody should be shocked by this. And until you parents really get off your butts, not that some of you aren't, you get off your butts, you get over to the school board meetings, you get over to those schools, you make your presence and your voice known peacefully. I'm told that that's a dog whistle or whatever whistle to get people to move. Anyway, yeah, until you go over there, you make noise, you sit, you don't let them get away with it. In any way, don't let them get away with it at all. Right? I mean, because they'll take advantage of it. You let them get away with this kind of stuff, you don't want to say anything, you don't want your kid, I don't know, singled out? Well, then shut up and put up with it. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up for the Joe Messina Show.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We're back. Going to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Show me we win, as I always say to you. And I mean it sincerely. We do win when you engage. We do win when you get involved. We do win and make things better. Okay? Not that hard. Easy to do. You just got to... you got to get away from the TV set. Get away from Facebook and go. Anyway... wouldn't roll off my tongue. Vice President of these United States, recently in an interview, on the show with, Stephen Colbert, couldn't tell you, I know some of you are going to get mad at me because You can't stand hearing her voice, but whatever. Couldn't tell you what the job of the vice president was. Right? And this is she does this all the time, so this is great. Take a listen.
In one of the themes of the show is that her character, Selina Meyer, is frustrated by the sometimes vague duties of the role. Like, it's a high constitutional office, but it's not prescribed so much about what you're supposed to be doing. Is that ring true? Like, what is the actual role on a daily basis as you have found it?
Well, I have the great privilege of serving with Joe Biden, who is president of the United States. Right. Exactly right. Exactly right. And was vice president, right?
Did that affect it? Does he understand what it's like to be vice president?
He does. And he really is a true partner, and he understands the job. And remember, we came in during the height of the pandemic.
Yes.
And so much of the work was about, okay, we've got to cover a lot of bases, and let's figure out how between us we can do it. Mm-hmm. But he is an extraordinary leader, and I wish that people could see what I see, because there's only one person who sits behind that resolute desk. And the decisions that person has to make are the decisions that nobody else in the country can make. And he's an extraordinary leader.
An excellent answer. And the question was, what is the job of the vice president? And your answer is part of the job, I'm guessing.
Well, you know, my job is to do, I mean, for example, I'll tell you, I was recently in Munich at the Munich Security Conference.
Yes.
And the job there was to stand up, and as you know, most of my career I spent as a prosecutor, and I declared that we, the United States of America, believe that Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
What is the significance job? I mean, come on. Think about it. Yeah, my job to get up there and repeat what the president wants me to say. No, it's really not your job. I mean, your job is to represent the country. Your job is to, you know, speak at these events. Speak truth to these events, right? But if you really think about this, nothing. There's nothing there. Right? What's the actual role of the vice president? And she really does, I mean, for all intents and purposes, she doesn't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They're proving again that Democrats are probably, I mean, seriously, they're probably the best gun and self-defense sales pen in the world. I mean, really, U.S. gun sales hit over 1 million for the 43rd straight month. Every month, over 1 million guns are being sold in this country. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm worried about, because they can keep us safe, right? So, sales are down from their record highs in 2020 and 2021. Guns are still in hot demand based on the latest retail data and the FBI, you know, background checks. Now, according to the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the Firearm Industry Trade Association sales of firearms surpassed 1.3 million units in February, even with fewer days on the calendar. Now, moreover, the sales had declined, I don't know, what's 0.5% compared to February of 2022. Ooh, that's bad, right? No. It's like over a million guns sold. Now, based on the NSSF adjusted data for February for FBI's National Instant Crime Background Check, right? I mean, seriously, we look at this. Now, February was the 43rd month in a row to see those, you know, gun sales really surge past a million. Now, Mark Oliva, the National Shooting Sports Foundation Director of Public Affairs, he said he figures like these month after month show us that Americans reject the rhetoric and are choosing to protect themselves. Right? Some are, okay. And some just simply buying guns for sports. It happens all the time. People like to shoot for sport. Over 1.3 million background checks were conducted for the sale of firearms in February. Now, and again, like I said before, people are starting to figure this out. People are starting to figure out what they need and what they need to do. You cannot depend. I love our police. I mean that sincerely. I love our police. I love what they do for us. I wholeheartedly support them. But, you know, they can't be there to protect you. We've seen it time after time after time. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, again, when you look at what's going on with these banks, you'll get screwed. They won't. Right? The top executives at the First Republic Bank, look at they sold millions of dollars in company stocks before the shares plummeted. Same thing happened to SCB Bank, or SBC Bank, whatever it's called. That's illegal. They can't do that. They have to, there's a process they have to go through. The top executives of First Republic Bank, they sold $12 million in company stock. Tell me they didn't know something was up. Something was coming. Something was going to happen. But nothing will happen to them. Not legally, anyway. Now, the executives filed insider forms with the FTC thanks to a loophole in the Securities Act. But it was late. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Decisions over the safety of medications should be left up to the FDA. That's what White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Thursday as a Texas judge considers whether access to the abortion pill mifepristone should end.
This is about FDA's authority to make its independent, evidence-based decision on drugs.
The judge heard arguments in a case challenging the FDA's approval of the abortion pill, which was approved 23 years ago. Jean-Pierre said the administration believes the drug is safe and it would be devastating to women to prevent government access to it. At least 24 Mar-a-Lago staff members have been subpoenaed to testify in the investigation of former President Trump's handling of classified documents. CNN reports they range from servers to members of Trump's inner circle at the Florida property. Special Counsel Jack Smith is leading the probe into Trump over the FBI's discovery of the materials during a search at Mar-a-Lago last year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really? I mean, just always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said before, head over to, head over to JoeMessina.com. We switched it over, and I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, what can I tell you? Head over to JoeMessina.com. That's JoeMessina.com. And, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll there. There's a lot going on there, a lot happening that you can get involved with. Okay? Let me get at the news here, because I got so much going on here. I want to bite at everything. But the First Republic Bank, you just heard, they're another one that's bailing out. These are not major banks. It's not like Bank of America or where you'd really hurt a lot of people. But as of December 31st, First Republic Bank had over $176 billion in deposits. Like, really? And almost 70% of them are above the $250,000 limit. Now, customers were lined up at the bank on Saturday to withdraw their money after, Silicon Valley Bank failed. And this is, we get a run on banks like this. This is what is really a problem, right? I mean, seriously. And, again, if you got under $250,000, I won't say you have absolutely nothing to worry about, but you don't have anything to worry about. The government, the FDIC, will back up that money. They will watch that money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. What do we got here? Oh, I like this one, too. Some of you have been seeing what's going on with the gang crackdowns in El Salvador. So the president mocks globalists. He went on to say, "Where were you when the gangs were killing our children?" God, see, you got to have the guts to do that. El Salvador is now cracking down on MS-13 gangs. They've created a super prison that will house over 40,000 gang members. I'm telling you. Really, They're animals. When you see what they do to people, when you see what they do to the people that they grab and take, they're animals. You want to deal with violent crime? At this point, look, you can be civil up to a point. But it's a joke I've always made is that the Republicans and conservatives, they're playing by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. And what are you doing? They're playing like thugs. Rather than coddling these violent thugs, like these Soros-supported prosecutors do here in America, the El Salvador is throwing all of theirs behind bars. Now, on Friday, a 40,000-person prison facility known as the Center for Confinement of Terrorism, it officially opened in 2000 again. We should make a deal. If they hold 40,000, we should make a deal with these people. No, really. We'll contract them out, because then they're not on American soil. We'll put them in jail down there. We'll pay them to house them. Not a problem, right? Especially the MS-13 gang members that come up here. Send them back down there. Let them deal with that jail. El Salvador's President Nayib Bukele made the announcement via Twitter. I like what these people are announcing stuff now. Let's not do anything officially. Another 2,000 have already been added to the prison. Yes. That brings a total of 4,000, not four people. Another 2,000 suspected gang members were shipped to El Salvador's revered mega prison. I mean, I just love it. He says, it is impossible to escape. Now, I'd like to see a facility from the air or something, because I would imagine for you to get out of there, even if you get out of the prison walls or out of the door, I would imagine it's a nightmare. I love it. Some human rights groups have raised concerns over the prison. President Nayib Bukele responded with a blistering statement. This is perfect. This is so perfect. Where were you before? Where were these people before? Right? When those parties in the back quarter were recruiting children and forcing them to kill. Where were you? They're right there. ARENA, A-R-E-N-A, FMLN, who recruited child soldiers, sent them to kill. We're giving them computers and laptops for recruiting them to kill. No more. This is great. No more. Deal with it. Man, we need a shake-up like this. We really do. Where did they get the sudden love for El Salvador? Well, if up until recently they couldn't find it on the map, all of a sudden in these 3 years they've grown concerned. Where were they before? Where were they? You know, again, you look at these people, all these left-leaning lunatics. They want to coddle these they want to coddle these thugs. They want to coddle these thieves. These animals. There's no other way to say it. But what these people do, these MS-13 gang members do to other people. El Salvador is a free, sovereign, independent country. We make our own decisions. God. Can we hire him as president, even temporarily? He says, let that be clear the world over. You're not going to tell us what to do. We want to have good relationships with other countries. We want to be allies and friends and partners, but truly, friends, allies, partners, not a colony. Not a back or front yard, as they're calling it now. Our doors are wide open, but we'll not allow them to come and tell us what to do. Now, they gave, there's a new poll out on this guy, on the president. And it was published today. It gave him a 91% approval rating from the people there. Right? I mean, I think that's wonderful. Seriously, I think it's wonderful. And how do you fight that? How do you say, oh my God, he's oppressing the people. Oh my God, it's terrible. You're going to say 91% of the people in the country are oppressive? Are they nasty? I love it. But maybe that's what we need to do for a while. Really We've let it go so far, so long, that it's a problem. Now, you know, here's our idea of justice in this country. An Oklahoma man out of prison on early release committed a grisly triple homicide that included cooking the heart of his first victim and trying to feed it to his subsequent victims, which included a four-year-old child. Now, Lawrence Anderson, 44, had only been out of prison for a month. At the same time of the murders, he was serving a 20-year prison sentence for drug crimes when Governor Kevin Stitt commuted his sentence at the recommendation of the parole board. Aren't they a bunch of peaches? Anderson's murder spree began when he broke into the house of Andrea Lynn Blankership, fatally stabbed her, and took her heart. Anderson then took the heart to the home of his aunt and uncle, Leon Pye and Delcy Pye. Their four-year-old granddaughter was there as well. And this is disgusting. He then fatally stabbed, this is his aunt and uncle, and then seriously injured one other, the child. Now, according to a report from Fox News, Tasha Yates, the mother of Yates, cursed Anderson before rushing out of the courtroom. Who kills a baby? Who does that? She's right. No, really, she's right. Anderson pleaded guilty on Wednesday to three counts of murder, single count of maiming and assaulting and battery. I don't know what to do with these people. It's almost impossible to rehabilitate them because they won't do it. The government really won't do it. They won't do what they need to do. He's been sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. It's just amazing. Let's see how long that lasts. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to Joe Mussini's show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Always a pleasure. I mean that. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It's really what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution. That way there, you know, as I always ask you, to, you're engaged. You're informed. Now, the last article I was talking about, that killer's been given life in prison without the possibility of parole, but the way the system is today, I'm not so sure that that's going to work. That's going to actually happen. Right? We've all seen it. I mean, it happens here in California all the time. They let people out that have really, truly have no business being out. And yet somehow, some way, some parole board or parole board person or group of peoples, they don't care anymore. They don't pay attention. Right? Just get them out, get them out, get them out. It seems like that's constantly what's going on. Get them out of here. Craziness. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm getting more notices that there's more paperwork showing up on Biden. I can't wait till this is all done. Or actually, hopefully, it'll never be all done. They keep finding stuff on his family, on him, on the party, on Obama, on the Clintons, constantly. That's what I think. That's what I want to see happen. Kids assigned sex lessons involving feather boas and Mrs. Butterworth. You got to be kidding me. Parents in Eugene, Oregon, they're raising concerns about a shocking homework assignment. This is news? How is this news? God. It's from Churchill High School. Now, the children were instructed to write a short story depicting a sexual fantasy involving feather boas and romantic music, massage oil, and flavored syrup. Yeah, sounds like a real creepy one, right? The youngsters had to write a short story of a paragraph or two about a sexual fantasy that will have no penetration of any kind or oral sex. Now, can you imagine that? You sit up in front of high school. All right. I want you to write a sexual fantasy that has no penetration and no kind of oral sex. Oh, and by the way, you need to use syrup, romantic music, massage oil, and a feather boa. I don't even know if I could write that. Oh, God. The assignment tells the students to pick three items to use in the story, as examples of romantic music, candles, massage oils, flavored syrup. It summarizes the assignment by saying, your story should show that you can show and receive loving physical affection without having sex, which makes it sound like, oh, no, I'm not pushing sex. I'm trying to show them that they can have relations without having relations. Now, without being rude, I can come up with a gazillion ways to fulfill this assignment. And it's not the first time that these students have been exposed to this kind of lesson. Right? Oregon Live reports that the teacher, Kirk Miller, he's assigned kids these kind of lessons before. Right? One of the lessons is, with whom would you do it? Why does a high school student need to write that? In his head, he's already done it with, you know, 20 of the girls in his class, right? My daughter was very, very uncomfortable in the classroom, Justin McCall said. Especially when the teacher put up the generated spinning wheel and it had anal penetration, oral sex up there. Her and her best friend did not participate in that, but they still got graded. Now, how does this happen? Why doesn't the principal walk in and go, what are you doing? What is this all about? What redeeming factor does this lesson possibly have? Parent Catherine Rogers told a newspaper, and you know, for some of you teachers out there, you good teachers, you get mad at guys like me for ribbing the education system. Don't tell me you don't know this is going on in a classroom. And it's atrocious, and it's wrong. Open your mouth. You're just as guilty. If you know this stuff is going on, you believe it's bad for the kids, and you don't say anything, you're just as guilty as they are. Seriously. You wonder why the American populace in greater numbers are distrusting our education system? It's because of teachers like this. They send their kids to school to be safe. They send their kids to school not to have all this kind of sexual crap, shoved in their faces. What has this got to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic? Seriously. Parent Catherine Rogers told the newspaper the assignment was to list on the handout the initials of a male or female that you would be actively, sexually active with. Right? You may use that same person for several activities. What are you promoting? What is an adult doing with this information? Why would they want this information? That person needs to be fired. You parents, you need to walk into that school, walk into that classroom, and stay there till they remove him. Or until you're all arrested. What a great news article that would be. Get in there, sit your butts down in the seat, tell them what a piece of crap he is. The district reviews these curriculums before they get approved, right? Did they actually read this? If this was reviewed, then you know what? The district needs to go. Now, I know in my district, we don't review all the curriculum. We have a curriculum czar that does that. And if this slipped through the cracks, I would read him a riot act. The school district says that the perverted lesson was part of an approved curriculum, but since been pulled from the classroom. Well, yeah, because he got caught. Right? It's all well and good, but the issue is who put it in there in the first place? And why is that person still employed? Why do we know more about this? Why hasn't the teacher been, I mean, seriously, sexually explicit material to minors? If I went into a playground, if I went to a coffee shop and started handing this stuff out to kids below 18, I could be arrested. But this guy gets to walk. Why? Because he's a teacher. That's the part that infuriates me. And they stick up for each other. And they hide behind unions. This is wrong. Anyway, our nation's schools have become infected with sex and gender perverts who are trying to indoctrinate your children. Is every teacher in every school that way? No. But any teacher that looks the other way or accepts this, then you're part of the problem. Big time. I mean, if your kid's homework assignment involves, you know, a tub of Crisco, Barry White music, and a bottle of Mrs. Butterworth's, yeah, you might want to think about homeschooling the kid. You know what I'm saying? Just saying. Oh, let's see how this plays out. I got time. Yeah. Christian influencer reads the Bible to millions on TikTok. Right? This person, Destiny Albritton, see, you can tell I'm into this, right? I think she's read Bible passages to over 11 million people on TikTok. She's got over 600,000 followers. Right? I think she's a Gen Z. Her handle is Destiny the Wonderful. She shares videos of her reading highlight and underlined Bible verses. She says, my hope for TikTok Bible readings is that people wouldn't be intimidated by Scripture. Like, why would they? She wants them to realize that the Bible is for them, written to them, and they can make it part of their daily lives because God's Word is for us and God is for us. This is a young TikTok influencer. Right? Some of you parents who kids have TikTok, you're okay with it? I think you're nuts. But you do this. Right? You I don't even know what this, find this person and make sure it's there for them. She goes on to say that, you know, my Bible-filled, Bible-believing Christians started sharing scriptures on social media during the COVID pandemic. She said, there was so much fear, social media, so full of anxiety, panic, bad news. I just started reading Psalm 91. Right? It gave me a lot of peace. I started sharing it on Instagram. She said she got a great positive response on Instagram. Of course, it's God's word. It'll make you feel good. So she starts reading these things on a daily basis. Right? They're all 15 or 20 second videos, because that's all those kids can handle, I guess. Anyway, God bless, guys. Think about doing this. Think about holding this out for your kids and give them some positive, something positive. Jumping to your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.